At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So is the walkout song tonight, huh?
Yes. Michael Mackey and I are co-emceeing, dare I say, for the first time ever. I don't know that we've ever co-emceed anything that wasn't something to do with the Emmys, right? So we are going tonight to emcee an event for Save Inc. down at the Midland. I have to leave a little bit early from the show to get everything done today. And they asked Michael, what walk-up song do you want tonight for you and Dana? And he replied, I would like My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard.
It's a terrible song.
It is a terrible song.
We are nothing if not resourceful, let me just tell you, because men never have to deal with things like this. I realized on my way in today, I had to bring a suit for a memorial service that I have coming up today. Then I had to bring my ball gown to work for tonight. I've got a big bag here, ladies, with my makeup in it and all the crap that you need to get ready for something like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I realize on my way out the door that I chipped a nail.
Oh, my word.
I don't ever do my nails anymore. That ship has sailed.
A chip?
But over the weekend, my daughter brought her nail kit over and she said, Mom, I'd like to do your nails. And I said, all right. So before the big fancy schmancy gala tonight, I look down and I have a big old chunk out of my blue fingernail.
The humanity.
Women are nothing if they are not resourceful, because I don't want to be judged when I'm up there tonight. Somebody says, look at Dana with her nails looking all ratty.
Yeah, because apparently they have binoculars.
Beatrice had painted my nails like a robin's egg blue.
Yeah.
I went into the kitchen and thought, okay, there's got to be a fix for this. I don't have nail polish. I have not done my nails in I don't even know how long. I got a blue Sharpie marker. Scott, a blue Sharpie marker, a silver Sharpie marker, dotted it all over my nail and then threw some glitter on it. And if you squint from a distance, you can't even tell.
Why do you care?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. It looks tacky to me when I've got a big old chunk out of my nails, which is why I don't do them anymore.
You just said you haven't done your nails in forever.
Well, I'd rather have them blank than have a big old chunk out of one of them.
No,
I'm like MacGyver.
The memorial service is not for the bunny. That was this morning.
No. We have already appropriately said goodbye to the bunny. Anyway, that's tonight. I'm super excited.
Did you give the bunny a name?
No.
Arr. Kind of like a pirate when he died because he only had one eye.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Wow!
I can't believe you laid a blanket over the bunny.
I gave him a little blanket and a little water. I thought he was going to pull through, okay?
He didn't have an eye, Sam.
You never know. You never know. I knew.
List is out of the top 10 most affordable cities for first-time homebuyers. Kansas City doesn't even come close.
We did make the list.
At 100.
They looked at the 200 most populous cities, and Kansas City made the list smack dab in the middle.
100.
Okay.
The median home price is $309,000. $309,000? Damn.
And depending on where you want to end up, it is much higher than that.
St. Joseph is 50th. Median home price at $172,000. Springfield, Missouri is 43 at $266,000. That doesn't make sense. That's backwards.
Well, no, it's not specifically based on cost. There are some other factors like accessibility.
I will tell you this, Scott.
Average income.
For all of your faults, and there are a handful.
Of me?
Wow.
Yes, for all of your faults.
That was unprovoked.
No, this is a compliment. You timed the housing market better than anyone I have ever known.
I always do.
In my entire life.
I did it twice.
You did it twice.
That's right.
Dana got in, built all the equity in that house for 22 years, mm-hmm. and then the economy tanked, rates went up, and I decided to sell the house. So it did not go as smoothly as it could have gone.
It sat on the market, I think, for 60 some odd days.
And now we are buying a home.
Mm-hmm. Did you forget about the other 4 months?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Interest rate that I enjoyed with what was that? 2.8, I think?
I think mine's 3.1.
Quote back in the day, let me just tell you, that's not the rate you're getting right now. Mm-mm. If one is to, well, Sam, you know, it is double what it was.
Yeah.
So I'm just here to tell you, whatever Nostradamus thing
Nostradamus.
You got going on in your head with the housing market, mm-hmm. my hat is off to you.
Thank you. So I bought the house in Roland Park at the height of the Great mm-hmm. Recession.
I like to buy high and sell low.
So I bought that house for $130,000.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what I sold it for, but let's just say I put down a huge down payment
yes.
on the house in
Correct.
Western. I made bank off that Roland Park
I know
house.
You did. I am so proud of you.
I mean, I made some bank.
I know.
And I put every one of those dollars down on the house in Western Shawnee with an interest rate, I believe, of 3.1.
We are now squarely in the camp.
Oh, wait, there's more. The house in Western Shawnee has appreciated in value over the last 4 years that I've owned it by 27%.
Bragging does not look good.
That is a hell of a return.
It is a hell of a return.
I'm going to sip my coffee.
I timed it the worst possible way you could time it, and mm-hmm. you timed it twice the best possible way you can time it.
Yep.
We are now firmly in the camp of, quote, well, we'll just refinance when the rates come down in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
That's the camp we're in. We've run the math, like how many payments you have to make sense to refinance, hoping that it goes down from 6.8.
We're in the same camp.
Yeah. Oh, Sam, you and I right here. I got you.
I do have a lot of flaws. I am a flawed human being. But when it comes to money,
man,
Papa plays
on
it right.
Going to be overpaying every chance we get.
But can you just
down that principle,
can
baby.
You just hear me out here?
Yes.
The rental rates in Kansas City. And now I understand, Sam, because you've always complained about this. It makes no sense for a lot of people to pay to rent more than the mortgage would, where I am, and I love where I am, it is more expensive than my mortgage was in Leawood.
The system is set up in a way.
Wow. For it, and now keep in mind, that was at 2.8%, and I had the house 22 years, but it is more expensive to rent a two-bedroom loft than it was to own the house. And so it doesn't make sense to keep renting, even with higher interest rates.
Should just stayed in that house.
Oh, don't you even get me started.
What were you going to say?
The system is set up in a way, and I don't know by whom. You always ask who is they in a conspiracy theory. I don't know. I don't know who set it up this way.
It's the man.
But it sucks. The system is set up in a way that you can never save up to afford that house because rent is too dang high.
I never knew what he was talking about until, you know, I've lived it for a year. And it is, I do not know how someone that is not successful or has not saved a lot of money would afford to rent a decent two-bedroom.
Here's what we're going to do. You and I think, have sort of hinted to each other that we're going to keep the show going a little more than 5 years or so.
Oh, I can't quit now. I'd lose my house.
Right. So maybe we're going to go.
She's locked in.
Maybe we'll stretch this out to 10 more years. But, man, if we did that, if we did 10 more years, it would be a 25-year show.
I'd be 60.
Okay, maybe we're going 15 more years.
Oh, God.
And then it'll be a...
How's the Metamucil this morning, Scott?
My stool is a little soft. So anyway,
does anyone know where I can get my hands on some Izervay?
They're 60 is very young. What?
Well,
I can hear a bunch of 64-year-olds in their car screaming "blank you" and "blank you."
So here's the advice that I'm going to give to the both of you. If at any point in the future I say that we've decided to downsize, and we're going to sell the house, all right. That is your cue to sell your house.
Because you know what you are talking about.
When it comes to money, I know what I'm talking about. Yes. Yes, I do.
Timing was a little bit of that as luck.
No, it's not.
Well, you didn't choose to sell the Roland Park house. You would have stayed there. Sometimes life circumstances dictate you make a move.
Well, then fine. If you want to talk about finances, then if I had stayed in the role, I only moved to Gray Oaks. I just gave out my neighborhood.
Everyone knows you live in Gray Oaks.
You talk about it all the time. You say the high school that's in your backyard.
You're right. I only moved there because she wanted to live in Gray Oaks.
You would have stayed in Roland Park.
If I had stayed in Roland Park, it would have been an even smarter financial move because that house would now be paid off.
Yeah, you're right.
From the text line, my rent is $1,000. I would be paying more if I bought a house right now. Where is your rent $1,000?
Well,
my roach-infested apartment was more than $1,000.
So,
were there really roaches, Sam?
Yes.
Everywhere. Oh, to the point that I left my appliances out on the balcony. So I moved in with the girlfriend last August before we got the house, and all of my kitchen appliances were roach infested.
Oh my gosh.
Disgusting.
Sam, I had no idea.
It's true.
Yeah, like dead roaches in the faceplate.
I went to go pick him up one time.
Oh, the microwave? Like in the faceplate of the microwave?
Yeah, the microwave went straight to the dumpster.
So,
oh my God.
So you know my great fear of roaches. Yes. They're the one thing I fear more than anything on this planet other than death. I went to go pick Sam. I don't even remember where we were going. And I picked Sam up. I called him from the car and said, I'm outside.
Yeah. Roll him up.
Yeah, so when I moved in,
I didn't even knock on the door.
When I moved into her very nice apartment, I left all of my kitchen appliances on the balcony for about 6 weeks to make sure that,
oh, Sam,
they were no longer roach infested.
The golf legend from Kansas City. The golf legend from Kansas City that until today you've never heard of. And her visit with Dr. Rick. We'll get to that in just a moment. Here on Dan and Parks.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, story here. I'm just going to read a bit of it. We'll get more information here from Kathy Nelson with the Sports Commission. Miriam Burns Horn became the Kansas City area's first known major national champion when she won the women's golf title. Her mesmerizing portrait is a centerpiece entering the dining room at Milburn Country Club. Yet, when she died at a relatively young age, she was buried in an unmarked grave. And it was today that Kathy Nelson with the Sports Commission, Tom Watson, I don't even need to tell you who he is, and others gave Miriam Burns a proper burial. And Kathy Nelson joins us on the KMZ hotline. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, I just love everything about this story because she was such a legend in her time. And I think we're only sort of all collectively starting to realize what a gift she was to this city.
That's right. And today was, it was like an hour of true Kansas City history with Tom Watson, of course, and gosh, Bruce Matthews, John Garrity, the infamous sports writer for Sports Illustrated and Golf Digest, was with us telling the story. Like it was a pinch me moment in my career today as we were outside at her gravesite celebrating all about women and women's golf.
How is it, Kathy, that a woman who, according to the story that we were reading from NPR, shared headlines with Babe Ruth back in the roaring 20s and was the first major sport champion of Kansas City, ends up in an unmarked grave?
Right. I'm learning so much about this in the last 12 months as we've got pulled into this story. And there was a lot of history with Milburn Country Club. And I think once some of these historians for Kansas City started to realize well, where is she buried? And that's when Bruce Matthews stepped into the story, who was starting to do stories about Forest Hill Cemetery and all of the celebrities that are buried at Forest Hill Cemetery, like Satchel Paige and all of these incredible Kansas Cityans. And he thought, well, I'm going to ask them if maybe she's buried here. And sure enough, they had records of, yes, she was buried in an unmarked plot with her family there. So that's when he pulled us all together and we all chipped in and got her a grave site, a tombstone, and our tombstone, and today celebrated that.
So, Kathy, I would have absolutely loved this woman. I'm already trying to get some old archival photos to frame for our house because she was a chain-smoking divorcee, sort of swore like a sailor back in the roaring 20s when women were supposed to behave and do all of these things. And and we see this even today in women's sports. The sports writers back then would comment about her stature and about what she was wearing. But then they would also mention that she was playing from the men's tees and beating everybody.
Right. Well, back in the 1920s, there were no such thing as forward tees or ladies tees or senior tees. There was one tee box. And she played from that and started playing very well at a very young age, actually age 16. And she was too young to win a championship, but she did it at age 16. And I just think this whole progression of how she did die at a very young age, but how she came about and what you're saying, like she was known as the it girl back in the 20s, the roaring 20s. And they commented on what she wore and that she'd smoke and swear and tell funny stories and chat along the golf course. And you and I talked, I'm like, I would love to play with her. That sounds like my kind of game.
But yeah, but Kathy, the fascinating part is she faded into obscurity.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And very little is known about that, I've read, Kathy, about, you know, I don't want to say estrangement from her family, but why was she buried in that manner? You know, she just vanished sort of from the spotlight until her death on the plaza. There's not a lot known about those years after she retired.
Right. Well, and I think, too, part of it is, you know, her dad passed well before she ever won a championship, and her mom passed the year before she passed. She had no other family. She had been divorced twice, and no family here. Actually, the other cool piece of the story is her dad, Mr. Burns, is the Burns of Burns and McDonald.
No way.
Yes.
Can you talk a little
bit? The historian with Burns and McDonald was there with us today sharing that whole story as well of the connection.
Can you talk a little bit about what Tom had to say about her place in history in golf, not just women's golf, but in golf?
Yeah, it was really special. He was inducted along with her into the, and I hope I get this right, the Kansas City Golf Hall of Fame. And I think he's, you know, was learning so much about her family and how she competed. They were inducted in 2013 together, and along with Opal Hill and Duke Gibson and Bob Reed, there were all these inaugural members of the Kansas City Golf Hall of Fame. But even then in 2013, people didn't really know and appreciate who she was and the connection to Burns and McDonald and all this infamous golf story. So his was really the importance of celebrating the history of golf in Kansas City. And Tom spoke so well about we need to protect that history and learn from that history and how Kansas City is such a great golf community.
You've had a whirlwind 24 hours. Last night, you met my friend Dr. Rick.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Yes. Well, Bill Glass was standing next to me as I walked into a party for Big Slick. And I could not, I was beside myself, like, that's the guy, that's our guy, the commercials. So he was speaking with Eric Stone Street. I went up to say hello to Eric, and I introduced myself, and I said, hey, I just have to tell you that Dana and Parks were doing a whole segment on the commercials, and I couldn't call in, but I was listening because my favorite commercial is when the guy goes to pay at the salad bar, and the cashier says it'll be $19. He's like, no, I'm just paying for mine. I love that commercial. And then he says, well, I'm a friend of Scott Parks. And I went, you're kidding. And he said, we would go to school together. And he had this whole story. And we just had a blast last night. And I was It was such a great time.
I didn't realize, Kathy, he's a comedian. He's an actual comedian. You know, you just think, okay, he's the progressive guy.
He's a comedian.
He is. I remember many a night with him in the editing bays at KU. He is one of the funniest human beings I have ever been around.
He was a joy to spend some time with last night. And granted, Paul Rudd was there, and Rob Riggle and David Koechner, and of course Jason Sudeikis was with us. But I really enjoyed my time with him, and just so clever. And he was telling Eric Stone Street and I about his mustache. He can't do anything with his mustache on. Is on that protected by Progressive?
It's like trademarked.
So he can tell stories. Yes, it's trademarked. That's the best.
So did you arrange for some sort of interview with Bill, Dr. Rick, here on the show?
Yes, I took care of you. So
yeah.
He's busy next week, he told me. But the week after, he said, get in touch with him, and he'd be more than happy.
Always the producer, Kathy. With all the stuff she has on her plate, she's like, I went ahead and I hooked you up with Dr. Rick.
Good. He's ready to go.
Well, thank you for that, but thank you for introducing us to Miriam Burns and our listeners, and I'm going to post a bunch on social media about it. I love her, and I feel a connection to her, and I told you I want to get some photographs. What a talent, and what a great story and great legacy she leaves behind here.
Emotional today. It really was to think about this person in 1920 putting Kansas City on the map. I mean, it was unbelievable. She toured the world playing golf at a very young age and representing Kansas City and Melbourne. I couldn't believe some of the things I had learned today. The other thing I learned is that you can do a self-guided tour out at Forest Hill Cemetery, just right off the plaza. And Kate Spade is buried out there.
Oh, wow.
I was blown away. Tom Watson's family is buried there. Lucille Bluford. Like, I thought I need to spend the day here and just walk around. And there's new ownership of the cemetery who are taking very good care of it and are anxious to introduce people again to come out there.
Kathy Nelson with the Sports Commission, thank you for your time and the stories. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Same. I appreciate you both.
Talk soon. Be well. What a story, huh? And you know what I love about it? Kansas City really is the epicenter of women's sports. And that Miriam Burns' story is coming out. She was the first. She was the pioneer.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, don't forget Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
So you never know when you put something on Facebook, sometimes the silliest things hit that people want to weigh in on. And then other times you write something that you think is very poignant, Scott, or important. And, crickets, no big deal. Sam, a couple of days ago, this came up on the program, and I did not truly understand what I might be missing in our area drive-thrus until I put this on Facebook last night. We just ran on the way home, right through a Freddy's to get some ice cream. That's
Love
all we did.
Freddy's.
I mean, just super fast, ran through, got some ice cream, went home. Huh. And when we get up to the squawk box thing, the first thing the woman says at Freddy's, just like they do at McDonald's where I went today to get my Diet Coke, it's all new now. They say, thank you for coming. Will you be using the mobile app today?
Yep.
And I looked at Johnny and I go, has anyone in the history of the world ever driven through and used a mobile app? The answer is always no. I go, I don't understand why they ask that. If I was using the mobile app, why would I be in the drive-thru? I put this out on social media last night. Thousands of people are now correcting the error of my ways.
Yeah, you're wrong.
I had no idea that, I don't even know how you use the mobile app, but I'm going to figure it out now. They give you free stuff when you order through the mobile. Okay, Sam, yeah. Explain this to me, because this clearly this is an oops, I'm a boomer moment.
Now, I don't do this because I make my lunch every day like a three-year-old with my adult Lunchable. But I know for a fact, John Grayson has talked about it many times. I say I don't do this. I have done it before when I'm just in a rush and I need some McDonald's breakfast. You go on there, you get a better deal. Why not? But if you download the McDonald's app, the Burger King app, pick your poison, you go onto the app and you have to place the order through the app. You tell them what your vehicle is, you have an order number, the whole nine, and we'll just keep running with the McDonald's example.
Apparently the app gives you a code. This seems very involved, but someone on Facebook said, Dana, you've got to do it. I'm over 40. You will not believe the deals.
So for example, whenever I would take my truck into the shop here in Mission, I would pop over to McDonald's before walking to work. And the second I would drop my truck off, I would hop onto the app and I would order two Egg McMuffins. You get the second one free on the app.
That's what somebody said, Scott. They go, I go through all the time for me and my mom because it's buy one, get one free.
So you get fatter for half the price?
Yes. Yeah, you do.
Yes. But listen to this. Blake Cook, one of our listeners, says, ha, this just happened to us at Dairy Queen. I have never heard of this before tonight. The four cars behind us are certainly glad I didn't opt to download the app while they waited behind me.
And if you use the app, you get points.
Eugenia writes, Dana, I'm sorry to tell you this. I'm 76 years old. I use that app always.
And there are four dedicated parking spaces to the right of any McDonald's drive-thru that says app pickup only.
Really?
When did this become a thing?
Send them a notification saying, hey, I'm outside. They'll bring their food to you. Don't even have to wait in the drive-thru line.
But what is the benefit to, I mean, obviously we're talking about on the radio, there's free advertising benefit, but what is the benefit to the restaurant to do it because you're not clogging the drive-thru or you're not?
Well, the benefit is more customers, the open-facing benefit, but there's a darker benefit behind the scenes.
Okay, here we go. What is
it? You ready? You ready for conspiracy theory,
yes,
Sam?
Yes, what is it?
This is not a fact. This is a conspiracy theory.
No, this is a fact. It's not a conspiracy theory. This is a fact.
Okay.
You download the app, and you have to agree to terms and conditions.
Okay.
You know what's in those terms and conditions?
They can sell your information.
The right to collect data off of your phone.
Okay, there
you know what
we
they can
go.
Do with that data? Make a boatload of money off of it.
I could not figure out, Sam, and maybe I just worded it wrong when I wrote. I'm going to tell you exactly what I wrote last night. I could not figure out why this would make sense for anyone to do. I wrote, when you pull up to a drive-thru and they say, will you be using the mobile app? Has anyone in the history of the world ever answered yes? Discuss. What I was trying to say was, why would anyone do that? You're
and
already
still have to go through the drive-thru.
In the drive-thru. It's not saving you time.
Then why did they ask?
And now I knew there was something I was missing, and there it is.
You get free food. You get better deals. They get to take your data, and they get to sell it.
But here's the question that I think Dana's getting to, because every blue moon, I'll go get a breakfast at McDonald's. I think they're
Love their sausage, egg and cheese biscuits.
I love the bacon,
God,
egg, and
so
cheese
good.
Biscuit.
McMuffin for me,
it's
but you
to
know,
die for.
Everybody's got their way.
But they always, it's a recorded voice at the beginning that says, welcome to McDonald's. Will you be using the McDonald's app today?
Yep.
And then I just sit there and wait. I don't even answer. And then the lady comes on and goes, hi, what can I get you? Why would they ask you if you're using the app today? If you've already used it, you would know where to go.
That's what I
and it's
was,
not the
yes,
drive-thru.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, so you can do the drive-thru pickup. You can do the parking space pickup, or you can walk in and do the pickup, right? Okay. And so like I do it with Chipotle all the time because I like my Chipotle points. And so I will order online, walk in, pick it up off the counter. I don't have to wait in line. Good to go. But with the drive-thru options, if you don't mind waiting in the drive-thru line, and sometimes the drive-thru line is faster. It all depends on what store you're going to. And trust me, if you're using the app, you've been to that store many times. And you know that at this particular location, if I pull over to one of these parking spaces, it might take 5-10 minutes for them to get somebody who can bring me my food. But if I go through the drive-thru, they're going to hand me the food right away. You're good to go. And so they pull up to the drive-thru. They ask you at the squawk box, are you going to be using the app today? And you say yes. You pull up. You tell them your confirmation number. They hand you your order. You're good to go.
Listener Susie writes, getting behind people in the drive-thru who order at the speaker and pay at the window is like getting behind the check writer at the grocery store. I'm 100% an app orderer, and I'm old.
Somebody on the text line points out, if a company is giving you something for free, you are the product.
You are the product.
That's exactly right.
And go ahead and try to say that you don't agree to those terms and conditions. Just
well, you can't.
You can't.
Yeah.
They won't give you the app.
Correct.
How many pages of apps do you have on your phone?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Sam?
Oh, this is an embarrassing.
Because I don't consolidate them. I know some people put all their news apps in one little. No. I don't do that. I've got to be able to see it when
mine
I have my phone.
Mine are all organized by folder, so I only have one page of folders.
Oh, I knew it. He's the folder organizer.
But it is a full page of folders.
How many would, if you didn't have them in folders, how many pages would you have?
Probably like at least 4.
But apps that you use regularly, 5.
5 apps?
If you don't count my calendar. I don't count my calendar. That's calendar separate. Weather is separate.
Well, so like on my phone, on an Android, I can just put my 5 most used apps on the bottom.
There you go.
So I don't even have to swipe through the pages.
I have 2.5.
It's Mail. It's the Kansas City Star. It's Facebook, Venmo, Google, and the New York Times. And UMB Bank. Those are my top 7. Then everything else is way down the line of how often I use it.
I don't even know how some of these apps ended up on my phone because I never put them there.
They're spying on you.
I don't know. The same thing has been happening to me because mine are so organized. I notice when a new app gets downloaded and random games will get downloaded onto my phone all the time.
Sam and Dana, I have an app called Audible. I don't even know what it is.
Audiobooks.
Yeah, that's right. It looks like a book.
Now, some of them, like there's probably 20 or 30 apps that just come with the phone. You can't even delete them.
I have an app called Clips. I don't even know what that is.
Why do you have videos. It on your phone?
I don't know. I'm going to delete it here
Good,
in a minute.
Because they're spying on you. The phones are ringing. I'm telling you, this is the first time on the program I've actually felt old outside of any conversations having anything to do with birds.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. All right, let us go to the phones. Michael in Kansas City. Michael, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Great. Hey, listen, I use the McDonald's app every single morning for breakfast. And let me tell you a couple of things that you haven't mentioned. One, I put my order in, so I know that it's always given correctly. I'm going to have some kid putting it in for me. Two, when you get to the drive-thru, you give them your code. You don't have to stop at the window to pay because you've already taken it off your debit card. And the order is always ready because it actually orders it and goes up on the menu board when you get to within a quarter of a mile or so of the location. So your food is always ready to go the moment you get there. It's fantastic.
How do they know that you're a quarter mile away?
Well, because you can order the food like a half an hour before you even leave the house and get your order in, but then it has some kind of a GPS locator so that you don't get your actual code until you get close to the restaurant. That's when
so it's following you.
But yeah, of course.
It's a little creepy.
Everybody's following us.
Well, that's true too. All right,
but
man.
It's fantastic. I mean, I put it in and it's always there ready to go as soon as I get there.
You eat McDonald's every single morning?
Yes, sir.
Do you spice it up a little bit or go the same thing every day?
No, it's the same thing every day.
I'm with you. Michael, sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. I freaking love that thing.
I'm the sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin, and I get the deal where I get the free hash browns every single day.
I'll be darned. Okay, buddy. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
You bet. No problem.
All right, be well. Bill.
I'm so bad when I do go. I go off the deep end. I get 2 sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffins and 2 hash browns.
That's how you do it. You're going to do it. Do it right.
That's right.
Bill in Lawrence. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how's it going? You know, I just wanted to mention this metadata is a pretty dangerous thing. We don't really talk about the dangers because it fills pocketbooks. But, you know, those crazy racist phone calls people were getting across the country, kids and teenagers and grandmas. I don't even want to say what they were saying on here, man. But they were calling them out for being not white and saying that they're going to be picked up for doing, you know, for a new job or whatever. All those phone calls came from someone about metadata and got those people's phone numbers. So we're giving away our information, and it's being used against us, and that's just a blatant way, but in every way that they can, they're going to make money on it and use it against you, man. I don't get the free burger. I want it. But thanks for your time.
You want it, but you don't get it. And, Scott, let's look at it another way.
Okay.
He is correct that our information is being bought and sold
daily.
Every day, probably every minute of every day.
Yeah.
And we are the gatekeeper. We either allow it or we don't. And, you know, you always say, where do you draw the line? Well, if you're going to draw the line at McDonald's, that's fine. I'm not going to use the app. But you don't think your phone's not already listening to you when you're drawing the line at McDonald's? Like, we're, to his point, we're being bought and sold. I don't know how you stop it unless you move into the woods.
But you can control the extent to which your information is bought and sold.
I don't think we really can. Not at this point. Not if you have a smart TV.
Every account that you make is an additional entry into that metadata database. And it's not one database. I'm not, you know, there's not some overlord of metadata. Each company has its own servers where they house this information and they sell it to people who want it.
Okay.
It's the biggest industry out there right now.
I thought we were moving towards the self-order at McDonald's. Remember that? You walked into the kiosk and you just ordered. Right. There was a prototype up in St. Joe or somewhere that they were testing out.
They can't buy you and sell you that way. This way, they're getting your data.
So I haven't walked into a McDonald's in I don't know when. Are there people behind the counter?
There is one person. So whenever I go on road trips, we eat fast food because what else are you going to do?
It's easy and convenient. Yeah, I get it.
But it's the same way at all locations, all restaurants. It's not just McDonald's. You walk in, there is one person that will come to the counter if you walk to the counter and demand to be served at the counter. Other than that, it's all kiosks.
Not at Chipotle. I was in a Chipotle like a month ago.
Sorry, Chipotle's different, but like your Hardee's, your Arby's, all the standard fast food ones. Because you can't do drive-through at Chipotle either.
If you don't believe that this isn't valuable to these corporations, then why did McDonald's start it and now every single place does this? Like somebody was saying on Facebook, Sonic, Taco Bell, you name it. They're all now doing it because this is this sort of ingenious...
Well, it cuts it down from 5 to 7 people per shift to 2 to 3.
Yeah.
And they're just cooks and one person to hand it to you.
Correct. One person to work the drive-thru, one person to run the grills. And if somebody demands to be served at the counter, one person to serve them at the counter.
We got an old person in here.
Well, that would be me.
I
would demand to be served at the counter. Dennis in Grain Valley, hello.
All right, Scott, to answer your one question about, you know, when you pull up and ask you at McDonald's, what's your code? Mm-hmm. Well, at the bottom of the app, there's a button you push called Deals. You push it, it gives you the deal a day. Sometimes there's free coffee, a free french fry, a free sandwich. You say, you hit what you want, that code pops up. You give them that code, you just pull up, eat your free food.
Huh. Okay.
And I'll tell you what, I'll sell my soul on the right day for a fresh batch of french fries.
Okay.
Well, Dennis, you are in a roundabout way.
All right.
Very nice.
We'll bring her in. Barb, what's up?
Hey, hi, honey.
Hi.
Listen, I didn't get to talk to you. You know, you told me to stay online if they answer the phone, so I never hung up. So I was on the phone 17 minutes, and you never come back.
Oh.
So I wanted to talk to you about yesterday, just a short question or two. On the Wheel of Fortune thing, when you guys were talking, when they win the money, and then they go to the bonus round and they win a car or trip, and then they put up more money on the board plus what they won, do they keep that extra money too?
Yes, but they have to pay taxes on it.
Oh, okay. That's what I was wondering. I was so confused. So anything you win, you really pay for.
Every single thing you win, you pay income taxes on. And in California, they also have a separate tax called the game show tax.
Oh, brother.
I think it's an added 7%, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, the other thing I wanted to ask you, I've been trying to get off of this cable thing. So I found out yesterday if I go to a new phone center and get a phone, I can get Wi-Fi for $25 a month. Plus, I get a pair. No, that's another thing. And then if you sign up for Walmart service at the door, you get a free Paramount channel free. Yeah. Yeah. Is that true?
I don't know the answer to that, but what I will say, Barb, and we mentioned it just a moment ago, if a company is giving something to you for free, you are the product.
Yeah, that's true.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's true. Anything you do is nothing free in life, so.
That's right.
Yeah, but anyway, you guys have fun tonight.
Okay.
And, Barb, you be well.
All right, honey. Bye.
We love you.
Real
Bye.
Quick on the data, a number of people have asked, what data are they collecting? You have access to all of those terms and conditions in the app. If you would like to feel violated, go take a look.
Yeah.
If you're happy with the deals you're getting, I would advise not going
if
to
it's
take
worth
a look.
The free fries, do you read that 26 pages of fine print?
I would sell my soul for free French fries. Quick break for the news coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.